time on Good Day. Sweet. Sweetness is, as Jennifer does. It's going to be a good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Jennifer is here. I don't know where Richie is. Is he better? Does anybody know Michael? I didn't get an email from him today, so I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. I saw on Facebook he was trying to decide to drink beer or wine last night, so I think he's okay.
Oh, so it can't be. He's not that badly off. It's December 7th. 2011. Well, his son wants him. If you listen to believe the stories that his son's telling, that he could at any moment bring him. He goes in the refrigerator and gets bottles of beer up, brings them to him at 9 o'clock in the morning because he's collecting, Richie's son is collecting beer bottle caps. Or I guess bottle caps from anything, but he knows that the beer is in there. He doesn't know that you're not supposed to drink beer at 9 o'clock. Apparently, Richie isn't smart enough to know that either on occasion. Well, but what is,
jump
why
in
is
the
there
Cheerios.
A rule? Why is there, yeah, Cheerios and beer, breakfast of champions, right? Isn't that perfect?
I like it. I think it works.
Right. Wednesday on Good Day, it's December 7th, so it is Pearl Harbor Day, and that certainly is cause for conversation. Later on this hour, we're going to meet Jamie and Kelly from a group called Bells and Whistles. They are our Christmas stars of the day. Right now, though, here in the studio with me in Jerusalem, as most of you know, if you haven't been listening this week, now you do. I'm in Israel for this week through next Monday doing the program and bringing you the stories of lots of very interesting people, including Mark Stern, who is the son of a late member of the Knesset here, Yuri Stern. There is a holistic care center for cancer patients that's been set up here, Jennifer. And you know, I'm a big believer in alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The different terms that are used, holistic. How do you say holistic in
holistic.
Hebrew?
It's not the same.
Really?
But I prefer to use the term complementary medicine treatments, not alternative.
All right. So complementary in the terms that they are used in addition to what we would refer to as conventional.
Exactly. Because
right?
We stress that we're not trying to replace the conventional medicine, but
right.
We're trying to supplement what we're doing and help the patients in many ways that they are not taken care of.
Did your dad die of cancer?
Yes.
Yeah. What? How long did he suffer and what did he have?
It was actually almost 5 years ago. From the moment that we discovered that he was ill, it's been 8 months until he passed away.
Right. What sort of cancer did he have?
Melanoma.
Melanoma, skin cancer.
Yeah.
So in terms of this center being named after your dad, how has the money been raised from both the, here in Israel and elsewhere around the world to support this?
Yes, we have a lot of donors, small and medium donors,
sure.
People from the community here in Jerusalem, people we are helping and other good people who want to help us, help others. We raise money, foundations, the government help us a bit, whoever
so
can.
In terms of, let's compare Israel to America.
Mm-hmm.
Number one killer in America is heart disease. Number two killer is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same in Israel?
No, in Israel it's already number one.
Cancer is number one.
Definitely.
Why is that?
Why is that? I'm not very knowledgeable
Is it, you know, a lot of people feel that stress is very important, I say important, using the term advisedly, is a factor in both heart disease and cancer. Stress, tremendous stress in this country.
I'm sure we're living in a very stressful era, not only stressful, but also polluted, and it comes from environmental reasons. It comes from all the cellular internet,
right.
And
everywhere you look, here there are towers.
Everywhere you
look in Israel, there's a tower on top of the hills, at least around Jerusalem.
You have air pollution. We're a very dense country.
Right.
A lot of cars, lot of buildings.
Yep.
The rural area is getting shrinked, and the urban areas are getting bigger, so we have a lot of reasons, but we're not trying to deal with the reasons for cancer. We're trying to help the people dealing with it as much as we can.
At least at this center, the Yuri Stern Holistic Care Center, it deals
with
caring for people who have cancer. As an anecdotal side note, Jennifer, you'll appreciate this, and so will the folks I think listening. This morning before I came to the studio, I went to a kibbutz that's a dairy farm. I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts. So I wanted to go see a dairy farm here in Israel. And one of the primary concerns the operator of this dairy farm has is environmental input, and I put that advisedly. I think he didn't want to say, but I think what he meant was interference. Environmental, the regulations here in Israel, if you can imagine it, Jennifer, are more severe than we have in our country in little area because of this, the environmental movement, what they do with the cow manure, what they do with the gases, and that's just the tip of the iceberg as to sort of seconding what you were saying, that there is a lot of environmental concern.
It's a small country. I wish we had the landscapes and the wide areas that you had, but we have to deal with a lot of problems.
As a matter of fact, also as part of the story, and I'll tell more of it later on, the farm is on the border, on the Palestinian border, so the fence is there. Before they put the fence up, the Palestinians used to come over every night and steal the calves.
Oh, my gosh.
They'd come to the farm and steal the calves and bring them back to Palestine. Again, I tell the story for two reasons, because it's an interesting story. The fences prevented that. But also, the kind of stress that everybody lives under here, because of this constant back and forth with the Palestinians and the Israelis, it is a killer. It, physically, mentally, emotionally, it's very damaging.
No, it's true. It's very different from very other countries. We live in under a constant threat in our life.
Always.
All the time.
And you see that with the way that people drive. I haven't seen a car over here on the road that hasn't got a scrape in it from somebody banging into it. You know, that's just the way people drive. They're always looking around. Is the car next to me a car with a bomb in it? Right?
Exactly. They say that the speed of light is faster here than in others.
Maybe. So what sort of practical care... the alternative things do you offer? What sort of things?
What we do at our center, we give touch therapies, we call them, from shiatsu, reflexology, and massage. We give it to the patients that come, patients who take in at the same time chemotherapy or radiation and suffering from severe side effects from those kind of treatments. At the same time, they have very severe mental problems dealing with the cancer. So our treatments help them strengthen themselves, strengthen the body, strengthen the soul, and improving the quality of life of every day while they're competing with the disease, because they don't know what's going to happen, and every day matters.
So how does this service that you're offering here equate to things that might be available in our country, in America, or elsewhere, Europe, where cancer is a big problem?
What we're doing, we're using volunteers. And through that, we are managing to give it free of charge at the hospital to the patients. And this kind of treatments cost a lot of money outside of the free market.
Sure. But reflexology, massage, and Reiki healing, that sort of thing, that's very, $30, $40, $50, $60, $70, $80
easily,
an hour.
Easily $60, $70 an hour. Yeah. And at the hospital, we give it free of charge for the patients. We also have a clinic in where we subsidize it, and it's only for $10 we give it them, so it could be available to any patient, no matter what his economical background is.
Have you done studies as to how effective it is?
We do. We did a research with the hospital about reflexology and how it affects the woman who had breast cancer and still have, even after they've been cured, they have very... strong pains in their legs.
Sure.
Nothing can help it from the conventional side.
No drugs.
And we give them no drugs even, and we give them reflexology for several weeks, and we had amazing positive effects on their quality of life, and they reported it.
I am a big believer in this sort of this practical approach to helping people who are sick, and I frankly think that there are benefits even if you aren't sick of doing all this stuff. You can prevent, you know, you said you're only dealing, this clinic is only dealing with those who are have the problem already, but there is a whole different group around here and in our country and around the world that's trying to get people to focus on how to keep these things from happening and use the same techniques to help people, you know, than as you would use them to service those who already have the problem.
We help people to survive, because many times they can't deal with the disease, they can't deal with the chemotherapy, they just give up because it's too hard for them.
And
those treatments that we give them actually help them to be strong enough to compete with the disease and to survive, and it lengthens their life. So we're not trying to cure them, but we give them more strength to deal with the
disease. What's the average length of life here in Israel? number of years?
I think it's 83 for women and 79 for men.
So more, you live longer in Israel than you do in America, on average, about 4 years.
It's one of the first places in the world, or the third in women, I think.
Really? And given, again, the amount of stress that there is here and these diseases, it's interesting that you have...
We have a very strong community and solidarity, and it helps, and that's what also we're doing.
We have good food.
We have good
food. And
that
helps. I'm not being facetious. I mean, I'm eating well, but I'm also, the food that I'm eating is healthy food. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a big focus on that.
I think that also people have a purpose of living here, and it also gives them strength.
Maybe, yeah, that's an idea. Yeah. All right, so what's the website for this care center so people can go to it? Maybe if somebody at home is interested in donating, they will.
The website is www.yurishtern, which is yurishtern, .org.al.
All right. .org.al. Yuri, S-H-T-E-R-R-N. S-H-T-E-R-R. I'm doing R's twice. Y-U-R-I-S-H-T-E-R-N.
Right.
Dot.
O-R-G.
Dot O-R-G. Dot.
I-L. That's I-L. Israel. And don't get scared from the Hebrew. You have a button there for English.
And
you can go. The whole website is in English.
I'm not getting scared with the Hebrew at all.
We're helping around 600 patients a month.
Good for you.
And around 1,500 a year. Huge amount of people. And we really need the financial support. Anything can help.
Yeah, a lot of people who are tied to Israel. I mean, there are things like this at home you can help and donate to. But this is an especially interesting one. A lot of people think if it doesn't happen in America, it doesn't happen. Or it only happens in America, it doesn't happen anyplace else. And Israel is a very progressive country, so these things make good sense. Mark Stern, thank you.
Thank you very much.
19 past the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Like sweaters for her, now $24.99. Cozy sleepwear for her, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Van Heusen and Timberland knits and wovens, now 60% off. And take 60% off all Throws and Martha Stewart flannel sheet sets. Macy's One Day Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max! Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay! Price is good through 12:10.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Goes on, you're doing all kinds of things. So you've been looking at pretty ladies.
I got introduced to what's new in ladies' lingerie today, and I got to tell you, hey, Doug, you got to get with it, baby. You got to know what's going on with your woman.
Well, I need to find me a good woman first, Reed. You can
you
got to
find a good woman first. Well, that's your problem. You know what I mean, Doug? Yeah. There's only so much I could do for you.
Joke time on Good Day. Let's go to the late night
weird
shows.
The woman who said she had a 13-year affair with Herman Cain now says that while they were having sex, she used to daydream about what to buy at the grocery store. She came out and said that, yeah. When he heard this, Cain said, you see, even during sex, I stimulate the economy.
Well, not surprisingly, Herman Cain suspended his presidential campaign. He made the announcement on Saturday. He brought his wife with him, so apparently couldn't find a date. I guess he used up all his 999 lives. Yeah, that was it. Well, you know, he thought... Hey! Herman Cain thought he could win, but ironically, the closest Cain came to being in the White House was spending the night at Ginger White's house. That was the closest he got.
Well, how about this? Herman Cain, remember Herman Cain? Herman Cain was on the... Herman Cain was on the show. He suspended his campaign.
Yeah.
He suspended, yeah. But he... He has asked the Secret Service if they could continue to provide him protection, at least until his wife cools off.
All right, so that's the end of Herman Cain from the Conan, Leno, and Letterman shows the other night. And now we'll reach into last night, Jennifer, with the same repertoire from Conan, Leno, and Letterman.
No, but Christmas is coming up very soon.
Yeah.
And celebrities are even getting in the spirit. True story, earlier today, just a couple hours ago, Lady Gaga visited the White House. Did you know that? Lady Gaga was in the White House. Yeah, there was an awkward moment when Michelle Obama thanked her for the toaster, and Lady Gaga said, "That's my hat."
And NASA recently discovered, the discovery of a new Earth-like planet that is 600 light years away. According to NASA, this entire planet is capable of supporting life, except for one polluted area of the planet they call New Jersey. But other than that, it's that one area near Port Elizabeth, right around there. But here's the amazing part. Here's the really amazing part. Even on this other planet, this faraway planet, the voters there aren't crazy about Mitt Romney either. He had just 25%. He just can't get over 25%.
Hey. Whoa! I think finally some good news. The astronomers have found another planet Earth. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like this planet. It's a little bit bigger, and the temperature is a comfortable average 72 degrees, almost identical to Earth. One difference, there are fewer Dwayne Reeds, but other than that, it's... some more bad news, that Earth is also broke. But you know, the good thing, this new super Earth is only 600 light years away. Yeah, if there's traffic, 700.
I tell you, the idea of another planet, how many times, this reminds me of how difficult it is sometimes to get things across, new ideas across, and people say, no, 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 not possible. A lot of people who literally believe the Bible, shall we say, other things, then just some scientific report. We were talking, I think it was Monday, about Darwin and the theory of evolution, and how I think I said to Richie, Jennifer, the History Channel had over the weekend a one-hour show which basically doesn't dismiss...
Proves your point.
But basically does suggest that my point about us coming from other planets is legit. And the fact that we think egotistically we're the only one out of millions, if not billions and billions of planets that has life on is folly. It's foolishness. So anyway, some food for thought here. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. One of the most amazing light shows in the world is the Northern Lights, and we're coming up on the very best time of the year to see them. One of the best places to view the lights in North America is in Churchill, in Manitoba. That's about 600 miles north of Winnipeg, in Canada. Your best bet is to go between January and March, when sightings are regular. A handful of companies will take you on a guided tour along the frozen tundra. But if you want to stay indoors, the Churchill Northern Study Center and the Aurora Domes have heated indoor facilities where you can also see the lights. Another way to get a front row view is on a coastal cruise. No, not in Canada, in Norway. Hurtigruten Cruises has Aurora Borealis sailings up the Norwegian coast between December and March. But get this, you don't have to leave America to see those lights. In Michigan, the northern lights are sometimes visible on the Keweenaw Peninsula. Just drive up Brockway Mountain, the highest scenic roadway between the Rockies and the Alleghenies, to get the best view. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than Office Max! Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN. The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Tomorrow, today is today. This is the Good Day program focusing on today, Wednesday, the 7th of December. Remember Pearl Harbor Day, the date which will live in infamy. I think about, maybe Jennifer, because I'm here in Israel, thinking about the trips that I've had to Hawaii, going on the USS Arizona, mm-hmm. the memorial there. Have you ever been there? You've been to Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii. Never been to the USS Arizona. I've never seen it. And that's something I would really like to do next time I go.
Yeah, you really need to do that. The people here in Israel are acknowledging December 7th, 1941, with a warning about how this sort of thing, because of the tinderbox in the Middle East is, there's so much disagreement, so many arguments about things that have been going on forever. And the fact that if the Iranians have nuclear power, there's an interesting advocacy here to get rid of nuclear power in Israel and to keep it away from the Iranians and to keep it away from most everybody, certainly the Middle Eastern countries. Mm-hmm. And there is more attention being paid to that, which would, you know, be profound and be welcomed and be intelligent, because we need to have fewer. But, you know, the military-industrial complex is well at work over here, the same as it is in our country. They want to build more arms. They want to have more fear. They want to be able to control more people. And it's a dangerous thing, very dangerous. So, but, you know, things are sort of food for thought for today. An intelligent plan for success here and at home is to try to eliminate these armaments, I think. What you know, when you think about the plan, what was, I always say the plan boss, the plan instead of the plane boss, the plane.
But
we have a plan. Yeah, the plan. What's the plan? The plan is to relieve ourselves of fear and distrust and dishonor, because there's really no honor in war. There's no honor in war. There are honorable people who serve and do good things in war, but war itself is not honorable. I think killing other people is not honorable. We have, and most people, I mean, there are some, if you go back to the march, I don't want to belabor this, but I'm thinking about Japan and the march mm-hmm. to Bataan, which was anyone who has studied it, or God love the people that might still be alive that have experienced it. When you talk about the Nazi death camps and what went on in Auschwitz and the other camps here in Poland, And then you think about what the Japs, excuse me, I'm not supposed to say Japs, the
no.
Japanese did to the Americans who were under their control on the death march. Just, I mean, you can't believe, unless you've studied or understood it, what went on. And that kind of stuff is unnecessary when you, under circumstances that we live in as human beings, we're supposed to be intelligent, right? Aren't we supposed to be able to figure these things out and not fight with each other all the time?
Don't you think our the American way of thinking about war would be a lot different if Americans all toured a country like Israel, where Israel is in constant conflict?
Yeah, constant
at all
preparation.
Time. Yeah. You always
and
have
I think,
to be on guard.
I think, frankly, even though we have our army and navy and all of our men and women serve voluntarily, I think that there is something to be said for conscription, maybe not military conscription, but a year of service to our country in some way,
doing
shape,
something.
Or form.
I agree with
doing
you.
Something. VISTA, Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, any number of things. We are
working
we're
in
not,
homeless shelters, anything.
Right, anything, right, anything. I think we're missing the boat on that. In just a moment, we're going to meet somebody, actually two people, as I understand it, Jamie and Kelly, two somebodies, who are from a group called Bells and Whistles. They are our Christmas stars of the day. They have three or four very interesting Christmas tunes that we'll listen to, and their story. It's actually a mother and daughter team, which is kind of a cool thing. They have done some classic Christmas tunes, and we'll hear some of them in a matter of moments. Speaking of Christmas, thinking about what's ahead, I'm, you know, there's a little bit of direness to my attitude and tone here because of the Israeli reality of what goes on, and being today looking down at Palestine, looking at that fence and thinking, this is craziness. All right, so we have that and the business that confronts all of us about realities, people who, let's back ourselves away from the war thing and just think about other unthinkable things like storms that knock out the power and tear people's homes down, earthquakes, fires, droughts, tornadoes, that sort of thing. If you are not prepared, because almost every place in our country has danger, at least some danger like this from the weather or natural realities, you got to protect your family. You know that I have been talking about these sorts of things here now for the past year or so in terms of the kind of food that's available. And I found a company that is producing this food that will last for 20 years. The cook here is the cook. I like that. The cook. The hook and the cook at the Food Supply Depot team has come up with is not only your ability to go find the finest quality packaged food products. It's a remarkable company. It's wonderfully delicious food, nutritious food, supplied to you in a protective plastic bucket. You can add hot water to it, and that's it. You'll have a truly gourmet quality food, all natural food, at a time when you can't get to the market. It's also very inexpensive, and it's so easy to get. Go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, or at DougSteffen.com, you can go to the Friends box, click on the icon for Food Supply Depot, order you, let's see here, I'm thinking, what did we say, 72-hour period of time you ought to cover. But you know what, you get this and give it as a gift to your friends and other members of your family. Check it out, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen makes gathering 72 hours worth of food easy. And I'm going to donate part of the purchase price of the items that you buy to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research needed for our veterans. Check it out at veteransresearchcorporation.org. By purchasing from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, you get free shipping to boot. So go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, order your emergency food supply today, and help Veterans Research Corporation as well.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Oh, I wish I had a river.
Introduction to Bells and Whistles. They have a website, bellsandwhistlesmusic.com, Jennifer. Mother and daughter team of Bells and Whistles are with us here on Good Day. They have a new Christmas single that combines Joni Mitchell's song River with the classic White Christmas. You're listening to that here. Jamie Jones has been writing songs, performing with her sisters in a group called Mulberry Lane. And she went on a solo career, found herself singing with her daughter Kelly during rehearsals, and the results are what you're listening to here. Some people are comparing them to the Judds, the Indigo Girls, even the Everly Brothers. All I can see is a lady with very nice legs. I want to know who's got the nice legs here. Wait a minute, I'm looking at the lady with the guitar. Who's got the nice legs?
Oh, good morning, Doug. I don't know what picture you're looking at, but I think that Kelly got my legs, so it could be either one of us.
Aha. Uh-huh. This could
be
a new advertisement. Right, yeah. This could be a new soap advertisement with your legs and your daughter's legs, which is the mother and which is the daughter. Right? I said that because I wanted people to go to your website, and Jennifer just see, she took the bait. Jennifer just went to the website.
I did.
And
I have to check it
listening.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk about mother and daughter in terms of musical experiences. You have been singing, Jamie, with your sisters. What's your background? What did you have training? You just started singing together and you sounded good and you embarked on a career. What's the story?
Well, my three sisters and I, of which I'm the oldest of the three, we grew up singing together in Nebraska, and our mom was a jazz singer and she taught us harmony, and we sang at churches and a lot of different community events growing up together, and we started writing songs in our teens, and eventually we landed on MCA Records out of Los Angeles in 1999, and we had a song called Harmless that went to the top 20 on the AC chart, and we toured all over the U.S. and Japan and Europe, and that was just so much fun, and my sisters and I have such great times together. But, and then as we kind of progressed in our career, we started to put together Christmas albums, and we've now had three Christmas albums out. I really love harmony, and I love writing, but I decided a couple years ago that I wanted to do a solo project and just do what I always love, which is country music, which I was more grew up on. And I started writing, and I was sending my songs around, and our former label head, Don Gaiman, he really thought I had something to say and in a unique way, so we went into the studio to record my country songs. But at the same time, my daughter Kelly, she was growing up here, and she was rehearsing with me because she also loved to sing, and I had her be my backup singer when I was doing my shows on the road, and we were in doing the Red Sky Music Festival, and our the manager of that stage was Albert West, who's actually the Judd's tour manager. And after we got off stage, he told me, "You need to put her up center stage with you, and you guys need to become a duo because."
How old is Kelly?
I'm 14.
Hi, Kelly. You're 14.
Yeah.
All right, so we can
now, don't you feel creepy talking about the legs there, Dougie?
No, those are not her legs. Those are Jamie's legs. I was looking at. By the way, the website, let me spell the website correctly so that everybody goes and finds the right website. Bellsandwhistlesmusic.com. It's B-E-L-L-E-S. And Whistles Music, all one word, B-E-L-L-E-S, and whistlemusic.com, so you'll find the right website. Here is an excerpt from their recent single called All I Need, which has become, Jennifer, a country hit, apparently, especially in the Midwest, the upper Midwest. And so they're going to be obviously touring this summer. This is kind of a cool way. This is not a Christmas song, but just a taste of how they sound together.
You're all I need, you are the touch that calms my soul.
All right. So, Jamie, Kelly's 14. Two questions for you and for Kelly. How are you handling her schooling needs? And when you sing a song like that, she's only 14, what does she know about love?
Well, as far as your first question, school, she goes to Westside High School in Omaha. And they've been really accommodating, and they are one of the only high schools across the country that provide every student with a MacBook computer. So she's able to, isn't that amazing? She's been able to do a lot of work via computer. So she's good. In regular school and just.
And by the way, this is not about approval or disapproval, but I will tell you, I think a lot of youngsters, especially when they get to be that age, 14, 15, 16, can learn a lot from being in an environment like this. This is learning about real life. This is a business. This is maybe a career for her. So she's probably getting more out of the experience with you, plus being able to do her schooling, than she would if she's just in school. So I approve of this as long as she's not losing anything along the way. She's certainly gaining from being with you.
Oh, Doug, thank you so much. Yeah, we have a lot of fun together. Like last week on our way back from playing in Las Vegas, we got stuck in the Memphis airport for like 6 hours. she's very calm though, and just goes with the flow. And
Kelly, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Yeah, what do they think of you and your mom being out on the road?
Well, I would say that they miss my mom a lot, but not so much me.
Can they sing too?
One of them kind of can, but the other one, he doesn't like to sing. No, they're 7 and 9, and so my husband is with them, and they have their bonding time.
Yeah, of course. It's dad, and yeah, it works well. So, Kelly, we got about 30 seconds or so left here. Which of the music do you prefer, the regular straight country, or do you like the Christmas music?
I love Christmas music. It's always been something that I wanted to sing, but I also really love country music, so I don't really know.
Well, let me just, as we end our conversation here, here's an excerpt, a song called Christmas in Nebraska, which is an original song that they sing together. And this is Mulberry Lane, or is this you and Kelly singing, Jamie?
Yeah, this is Mulberry Lane, and this song my sisters and I wrote a few years ago, and it has become the number one most requested song in Nebraska at Christmas time, and it's really fun. People really enjoy this song.
All right, well, we're on 3 or 4 stations in Nebraska, so this will fit in. Again, the website is Bells with an E, bellsandwhistlesmusic.com. Congratulations to Jamie Jones and daughter Kelly. Let's finish, Michael, with a little of Christmas in Nebraska. Music's available on iTunes as well. So you check out Bells and Whistles. You went to their website, Jennifer?
I did.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sorry, sneezing here. You don't understand how dry and windy it is.
51 after on Good Day.
From the holiday lights, we'll take a sleigh ride through a pony and warm our toes.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Technology Tailor Time. Why do you go online? You'll be surprised at how many people have no idea when asked that question, Jennifer. Why do you go online? I can say this to Jennifer. Why do you go online?
For information, to stay connected.
Yeah. Right. Shopping, right. Save money.
Shopping, yeah.
Have some fun. Mm-hmm. Listen to music. All right. A lot of people don't even come close to having a clue. Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, presents actually some shocking statistics for you when it comes to, again, people being asked that question. What's the answer? You'll hear next here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
An interesting study was released last week by the Pew Research Center about how we use the Internet. CNET reports that one of the most interesting findings was that among young people ages 18 to 29, 53% could offer no reason for why they go online. So, they're on the Internet just because. Why wouldn't they be? Being online is pretty much like breathing, isn't it? Now, compared to adults ages 30 to 49, 37% said they go online for no particular reason, just for fun or to pass time. For 50 to 64-year-olds, that number is 27%. They browse with more purpose, apparently. Now, I don't understand this. I go online to catch up on the news, or to communicate, or to shop, or to bank. And yes, sometimes I go online to avoid things I don't really want to be doing. But that is a pretty good reason in itself, isn't it? I'm Alex Goldfein.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be equal or lesser valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Magic of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. AT&T finished last in the annual Consumer Reports Customer Satisfaction Survey. AT&T finished last. Everybody I know, Jennifer, who's got an AT&T, they have different brands, but they use the AT&T service. Uh-huh. They don't like it. That was why they were hoping to buy T-Mobile, but that's, I think, been scuttled now because the feds don't want them to do it. So
AT&T will actually give you your own transmitter, a little mini transmitter tower in your house because service is so bad.
Right. So bad, yeah. Exactly. Here's a report from Reuters. Verizon plans to take on Netflix with its own streaming movie and television service starting, I guess, next year. So more news here on the Good Day program, 58 after the hour.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg letting you know never to do New Year's resolutions. That's right. Never do a New Year's resolution on January 1st. It is absolutely worthless. It'll never get done. In business, people begin planning for the next year around October, around November, and finish those plans in December so that they will be executed in January. You know, in life, we should be doing the exact same thing. I know I do. I know that every October, November, and December, I am writing down my personal goals for the following year and setting those plans and understanding what resources I'm going to need in order to accomplish them. Now, if we do that in business, there's no reason we can't do that in our lives, so that when January 1st comes along, we are ready. We are ready to charge. We are ready to achieve. We are ready to succeed, and we know that we will. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your...